Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart. Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome once again to Deep, Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast for Freedom Fridays. This is me, Brother Jeric, reflecting on the gospel of today. We are very delighted for all of you who always is with us in journeying into diving deeper into God's word. And so I want to reflect on the gospel of today on Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 to 31. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind man approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all the land. Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel of our salvation. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Today's gospel once again places us before an encounter of Jesus with human tribulation. There were people who were blind. There's a human misery in the midst of his encounter. But we see this oftentimes in the gospel, that when Jesus sees his people suffering, he does not hide. He does not walk away. What he does is he reveals God's love to those who need it at the moment. The good thing about this gospel, and one thing that we should note of, is when those people called him, "Son of David, have pity on us." Jesus, if we are going to check on the other gospels, he does not like that title, because David himself calls himself Lord. He does not like the title Son of David. But then, it is one thing to have a true doctrine in the head and a different thing to have the correct faith in the heart. That is what Jesus saw on this man, on this men. He saw not their differences, not their incorrect doctrine, because he does not like being called the Son of David. What he saw is their faith. That's why he asked, "Do you think I can do this? Do you believe that I can heal you?" This is the problem that we all encounter in our journey with the Lord. That once we gain more knowledge about our belief, we tend to be in a position where we become proud. We go to a platform of pride rather than mercy. We forget that the spirit of the law is always greater than the letter of the law. It does not make sense for you to memorize the verses. It does not make sense for you to be able to answer in scriptures if you do not have love in your heart, if you do not have the purest intention of loving your neighbor, of loving your broken brother or sister. Then all of that does not make sense, because Jesus himself revealed in this gospel that he looks into the heart. We forget that the very words that the Bible speaks is God's love. What is important to God is not that we know the right doctrine. What is important to God is that we have the correct faith. So brothers and sisters, in our walk in life right now, in this Friday, I want you to ponder in these questions. Do we have a life Do we have a life that insists more on the correct doctrine or on the correct faith? And at the end of the gospel, we also see that Jesus warned them not to share whatever happened, whatever miracle happened, but they did not really obey. They spread the word. They couldn't keep the good news to themselves. I think this is what the gospel is. When we hear about the good news of our salvation, the good news of our Lord, there's no other way but to share it. So I hope that you would be able to share deep this podcast if it has blessed you for the past few months, past few days, and we were still Feast SMD podcast, let's say. I hope that you will be like those people, that you will also share the good news through this podcast. God bless you, and I would love to lead you into prayer before we end this journey together today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We bring back the glory to you, O Lord. May we always be in a position of love and mercy. May we always find in our hearts to go towards the correct faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for being with us once again this Friday, here in Deep. Always remember that there is a Father up there who loves you.